Welcome to the Oracle of the Bright Future. This is the Lighthouse Meditation. This is a manifesting meditation used to call in clients or customers to make a connection with those who are energetically a match for you and your project. We will first bring our energy to a bright, strong, and clear place, and then we will call out to those who resonate with us to come in the material world to join us and support our work. This meditation was created by Marcy Scanlon and Marie Diamond. To begin, get comfortable and find the line of gravity. Sit so that the line of gravity runs down through the crown of your head, down through your torso, and out between your legs. This puts you in alignment with the earth and the cosmos, and it will lift and open your chest for optimal breathing while we meditate. It also triggers your body toward positivity and keeps you more alert. If you slump down during the meditation, just gently lift back up into alignment. Begin to breathe gently, eyes closed, drawing yourself into a still and relaxed state. Feel yourself getting quieter and your consciousness going deeper. Imagine a beam of crystalline white light pouring down from high up above you, entering through the crown of your head and filling up your entire body. Your whole body is filling up with sparkling iridescent white light. All of your cells are dancing in this beautiful light, the light of purification. Imagine that you're taking a shower in this sparkling white light, and any doubts, fears, or limitations are being washed away, dissolved down into the earth in this shower of white light. Let it all go down into the earth as you become cleaner and brighter and clearer with each breath. And now imagine a field of blue light completely surrounding you, like an aura around the outside of your entire body, a beautiful field of royal blue light. Imagine this light like a royal blue firewall so that you are sitting in the middle of it. This is the royal blue light of protection and power. Be sure that it goes under your feet and above your head as well, that it is completely surrounding you. This royal blue firewall stops anything that will interfere with your work and with the strength and power of your energy. This royal blue light also stands for your inner power that shines outward and is brilliant. You want to come from a place of knowing that the abundance of the universe is yours and that radiates out from your center. Breathe into it deeply and really feel it. And now on the outside of your field of blue light, imagine an outer layer of rose-colored light. On the outside of the blue light is now a field of rose-colored light, again, completely surrounding you, under your feet, overhead, and all around you. The rose-colored light is nourishing, and it holds you with unconditional love, supporting your work, supporting your vision, and nourishing your soul. The rose-colored light calls in your angels, your guides, and all of the forces in the universe that love and support you. Open now to welcome them as they gather around you. You are now sitting in the center of the blue light of protection and the power of your own brilliance, surrounded by the rose light of unconditional love and support. In ancient traditions, high priests and wizards are often shown wearing a magical cone-like hat or crown. This is to signify that they reign from a level of consciousness where the personality has fallen away and the higher self is standing tall. Around the world, priests and kings have been seen wearing such a hat, and it was telling the universe that it's not my personality that will lead my community, but it will be my highest self, the most exquisite in me, my most divine energy. So now that you are clear and bright, bring your arms up above your head and touch them gently to each other, finding the place several inches above your head where your hands meet. This is where your higher self sits. Vision a ball of light between your hands, the light of your soul, your unique higher self, a radiant sun that is your pure spirit, disentangled from earthly concerns. Keeping your focus on your soul light, allow your hands to fall back down to find a relaxed place in your lap. And from your higher self, your soul sun, we will now practice soul network marketing. If you are doing this meditation with a group, bring a beam from each of your higher selves to a point in the center of your circle. Create a group higher self a few feet above you in the center, fed with the light from a beam from each of your individual lights. As a group, we will do our work from this central sun. If you are doing this work solo, keep your focus on your own higher self. Know that everyone, all people everywhere, have a higher self that sits a few inches above their crown, and that through our higher selves, we are all connected. We're going to communicate with the people who resonate with you and your project through this soul network where we are all connected. We will send a call out to all those who are a match for you, and call them in to come to join you, to find you in the material world, and invite them to become a contributing part of what you are doing. As if you are a lighthouse set high on a peak, begin to create a beam of light shining out from your higher self. Allow this beam of light, like a searchlight, to circle around you 360 degrees out into the world through the soul network, searching for anyone who is connected to you. Imagine all the people out there, each with their soul light above their crown, and search in your mind's eye for the ones who light up as you pass by, and connect with them. Allow your searchlight to find them and make a connection with each one of them, the ones who light up when connecting to you. You're not connecting with their mind. You're not connecting with their emotions. You're touching their higher self, the part that resonates with you in the energetic realm. Thinking about your project and its deepest purpose, allow it to fill your heart, and then send it out through this ray of light from your lighthouse, searching and calling out to all those who resonate with you. On the out-breath, send your signal and find them, connect with them, and on the in-breath, invite them to come join you, to become contributing members of your project, your community, your mission. Know that they are looking and listening for you, knowing you are out there and feeling their resonance with you. If you have specific numbers, perhaps ticket sales or dollar amounts or other goals, gently include them as you send out your message. Just be sure to keep it pure and in your higher self. Imagine you are touching them, touching their souls, illuminating and inspiring their hearts, calling them in to join you, to find a place of belonging with you and your work. Continue circulating your ray of light for a few more minutes until you feel you have come to a place of completion for this session. Now relax your attention and allow your mind to come to a calm state. Feel your angels and support network around you and let them replenish the energy you have just put out. Feel them filling you up and nourishing you as you begin to return to normal consciousness. Later, when you are sending emails or posting on social or sending messages, tune back into the soul network and send them with energy from your higher self, from this place of connection and higher purpose. Again, know and trust that Spirit will connect you, that those who are resonant with you are looking and listening for you as well, and will hear your call and respond. Now take a deep breath and allow the feeling of all is well to come over you and fill you up. All is well. Open your heart and let the flow of all is well fill your being. Feel the comforting warmth of all is well as you return to your chair and the room you are sitting in. Allow this place of calm and connection become your resonant state during the day. Let it replace your stress and your busyness. And know that from all is well, you are magnetic, and you will get much more, so much more done. And you will draw support and financial members to you when you stay resonant and brilliant and radiant. Now, you can always use this technique to communicate with people you want to talk to that you are having challenges with, like your children, even grown children, family members and co-workers. Know that we are all connected through the soul network, and our connection is most strong with those we are close to. You can talk to anyone this way, even those who have passed over. We are all eternally connected through our higher selves in the soul network. So thank you for being a bright light in this world, in this wonderful, beautiful, magical world. Go forth and be radiant and stay in the magic.